everybody. It's the solo Spy Avengers featuring Brian F. Spy versus Spy talking and music program. Diamond Edition? What do you call it? I don't know. I'll be Diamond Edition. Phil can be Pearl Edition. And if you want to hear all the songs, you got to obtain all of them's by connecting these two separate podcasts, popcasts, with the Spy vs. Spy brand connector cable. And then you can trade songs with your friends. It's a exciting new marketing ploy we have, and we hope that you, and when I say you, I mean Robert Newsom, enjoy it. Anyone else listening to this? Mind your own business. God. Yeah. That opening song was called Drunken Destitute, and it was by Ancient Art of Boar. Boar with a B-O-A-R. And it, that is a project from, I think, 96, which was a sort of electronic and noise project by the Andrew WK. So he was probably about 16 or 17 years old at the time. And I think that tune is great. And I think it is my theme song. Okay, I'll play some more songs. Play, but I mean insert digitally. And not listen to myself. What is this first one? It's the new Flaming Lips song from the Good Luck Chuck soundtrack. It's called I was Zapped by a Super Lucky Rainbow? Something? I don't know. Anyway, it's cool. The last Flaming Lips record I thought was kind of hit and miss. I enjoyed it about 50 to 60%. And I think this song is very strong. I enjoy it immensely. And it pumps me up, lifts me up, and humps my butt.
Oh,
song that you just heard just now in your ear hole is called Gotta Get Out by Toronto's The Bicycles. And I think they're pretty cool. They're kind of 60s pop inspired kind of stuff. It's really fun, upbeat, happy, and from Canada. So therefore, I like it. That's not true. Before that was The Go Team from England. It was Huddle Formation. That was a live studio version. Live studio? That makes little sense. From a radio broadcast from Scotland, I think. And Huddle Formation by The Go Team. And all the songs, very upbeat. Make me want to get up and breathe air and walk around. Man, what's next? What is next? Oh, yeah. It's two songs in a row. That's not really a theme, but it's sort of a theme to me. First one is going to be Alicia Penny and the Excellent Navigators. I don't really know too much about her. This song is from a tribute album to the Inbreds, who were a Canadian East Coast two-piece bass and drums alternative rock combo, something. I don't know. They only put out maybe 3-4 albums in the 90s and called it quits. And then recently, a bunch of dudes made a tribute album to them, and I thought it was cool. And this is a sweet girl version of their song, Cut My Throat.
Cut my throat. I'm not one of those people you can't leave. Find some rope. Tie your wrists around our sacred family. Such a kitchen eating billionaires, telling me that I'm no good. Nothing's harder than your head when you're made of solid wood. Now's the time to show me what you're made of, boy. Show me where your father stood. If I'm made of anything, I am made of solid wood. Cut me down, you can carve me apart, but you'll you start. Screwballs coming at me like a baseball bat. Please don't let me be understood. It's all easy when you're dead and you're made of solid wood. You can't cut me down, you can't carve me apart, but you'll never finish what you start. You can't cut me down, you will carve me apart, but you'll never finish what you start. Now's the time to show me what you're made of, boy. Show me where your father stood. It's all easy when you're dead and you're made of solid wood.
That's Solid Wood by the Golden Seals from Ottawa, Canada. So I never explained the theme or what was maybe a partial theme to those songs. First of all, both acts from Canada. Alicia Penny's from the East Coast, Sydney, Nova Scotia. Golden Seals, which sounds like a band, but I think it's more one of those one guy productions. It's just one guy and he gets a band together, whatever, but he uses a band name, which is I'm fine with that, I guess. That's cool. Dave Merritt, who I learned about because he co-wrote a song for this kids album that the Rheostatics did, Rheostatics being one of my favorite bands of all time. And so I got to know him through them and got some of his albums legally downloaded off the internet. Zunier.com for all your Canadian downloaded legal music needs. It's cheap and it's good and stuff you can't find in record stores. It's awesome. So Golden Seals and both them and Alicia Penny, both Canadian and also both throaty singers that I like. They both remind me of the singing of Patrick Pantlin from Sloan. That's sort of kind of harsh. Alicia Penny probably gets that from the East Coast. That's sort of like sweet, throaty, clear singing. I don't know. I like it a lot. Both of them singing's is good. And yeah, so what am I going to play next? Maybe a song by Noviero? How do you pronounce that? I don't know. They're also from Canada. And they also, this is a whole theme. No, some of the songs I played already weren't from Canada. I got that over with quickly. These guys are from, I think they're from all over, but I think the majority of them are from the middle of Canada, Winnipeg. The lead dude, I think his name is Rod Slaughter. Slaughter. He used to be the lead dude, singer, bro, bass player of another Canadian bass and drums two-piece called Duotang, who I really liked. And they were a totally different, you would never get them confused with the other Inbreds bass and drums combo, and we won't even go into Death From Above because it's too many bass and drum combos to keep track of. But he was the lead dude from that, and he's another guy who I really like his singing and his stylings. And this is a great song called The Hypothesis, and it's got everything I love in it. Fast, good singing, fast tempo. It's got some horns in it. Oh, horns. Yeah, Hypothesis by Novalero.
Oftentimes he would hypothesize about the things that best be left unknown. Like where the motivation truly lied with the people that he come to know. I'm not afraid of the dark.
hypothesis is churning, the right hypothesis churning out. The hypothesis is churning, the right hypothesis churning out. The hypothesis is churning, the right hypothesis churning.
I'm a sucker for lots of instruments, and, oh man, horns, piano, oh, it's so good. Speaking of lots of instruments, I'll play a live track by Joe Plaskett Emergency? Joe Plaskett Emergency is his band name when he plays with the rock combo, the rock trio, triad. This was a Nova Scotia Symphony deal where he played with his whole band as well as with the symphony orchestra band group guys. So yeah, it was him playing a bunch of his tunes with orchestrated parts in the background, and I always love that stuff. And Joe Plaskett is from East Coast, from Nova Scotia, Canada. One of my favorite songwriters, rocks out, and it's a different take on one of his songs with the orchestra. It's Clueless Wonder.
Clueless wonder, why do you believe? Why do you believe that we're closing in on you? Clueless wonder, you could not conceive. You could not conceive the damage you could do.
Thank you.
who is on this earth that knows you like I do? Could there be another who can feel your beating heart, who can see into your soul, and who knows that it is true?
There's a girl with a crown and a scepter who's on WLSD. And she says that the scene isn't what it's been, and she's thinking of going home. That it's old and it's totally over now, and it's old and it's over now, and it's over, it's over now. I can see myself at the end of the tour, when the road disappears, if there's any more people around, when the tour runs aground, and if you're still around, then we'll meet at the end of the tour. The engagements are booked through the end of the world, so we'll meet at the end of the tour. Apart since the day we met out on Interstate 91. I was bent metal, you were a flaming red when we kissed at the overpass. I was sailing along with the people, driving themselves to distraction inside me. Then came a knock on the door, which was odd in the picture of brother. At the end of the tour, when the road disappears, if there's any more people around, when the tour runs aground, and if you're still around, then we'll meet at the end of the tour. The engagements are booked through the end of the world, so we'll meet at the end of the tour. This was the vehicle. These were the people. You opened the door and expelled all the people. This was the vehicle. These were the people. You opened the door and expelled all the people. This was the vehicle. These were the people. You let them go. If there's any more people around, when the tour runs aground, and if you're still around, then we'll meet at the end of the tour. The engagements are booked through the end of the world, so we'll meet at the end of the tour. And
Oh, the second cover song of my 10-song set. Do you think two cover songs is too many? I guess that's the only one identifiable by most people as a cover song. That is Hotel Lights with The End of the Tour by They Might Be Giants. Hotel Lights, fronted by Darren Jesse, former drummer of Ben Folds 5, one of my favorite bands of all time. And, yeah, Hotel Lights, they all their stuff kind of sounds a bit like that, and it's good, but it's a bit much for me to listen to a whole album of usually, but I like it. It's good. Gotta be in the mood for it. But that, I thought that was a sweet cover. Good take on a good song. Man, Darren Jesse's voice. So good. He could have been the lead singer for Ben Folds 5. Don't tell Ben I said that. But yeah, that's 9 out of 10 songs. I promised 10 songs in the Spy vs. Spy podcast at spyversusspy.com. So the final song I think I will play, Red Wings Over Baron by Power Glove. Power Glove is one of them's, video game cover bands. They're, metal covers of, old video game songs. It kind of seems like those guys are a dime a dozen, but I think, Power Glove plays a lot better than a lot of those. A lot of those other bands are kind of garagey sounding, kind of electronic sound. They either sound sloppy or a little amateurish. There's some good ones for sure. I don't want to rag on Mini Bosses and Advantage and Eskimo. But Power Glove is a little more metally, a little more shreddy. And this Red Wings Over Baron is a medley of musical themes taken from Final Fantasy IV, also known as Final Fantasy II in the United States for Super Nintendo. If you didn't play the game and or you don't really care for instrumental metal-y type stuff, you probably just stop this podcast now. But I don't know. I heard this and I was pretty stoked because I grew up with the games. Great music in those games. The early Final Fantasy. Well, all the, you know, all the Final Fantasy games have really solid music by that Uematsu guy. So Power Glove, Red Wings Over Baron, and it makes me smile and it makes me rock out. That's been the Spy vs. Spy solo spy featuring Brian F. Music and Talking program. I think there's maybe an acronym in there we could use and pull something out of there. And Diamond Edition, of course. And if you want to link up with the Pearl Edition that Phil's going to do, you can trade songs and collect all of them. Gotta obtain several of the songs, and why not all of them? Why not? And I'm interested to see what Phil plays. Well, that's the end. That's my 10 songs, and here we go. Power Glove, Red Wings Over Baron.